I'm not talking about race relations on this show.
That should be the intro right there.
Yeah. I'm not talking about race relations on the Greg and Greg show. Not happening.
Hey, this is Greg and Greg show. I'm Greg Face.
Hey, sandwich face.
I'm not eating a sandwich.
Wrap face.
Mm-hmm. Eating a wrap face.
I don't know what you're saying.
I didn't put enough condiment on this.
You didn't put a condiment in it?
Mm-mm.
Don't pick your teeth out. There's nothing to pick in there. God, you are wasting all of the time right now.
Mm, hang on.
Hey, you're the one editing this, not me.
That'll be easy to edit.
And he walks away to go get water. So this leaves me plenty of time to say to you, hey, how's it going? I'm Greggles. I'm the talent of the show. The host of the show has just left and shown how poor of a host he in fact is. I would like to take this time, before we even get to it, to say we're going to talk about Ben Affleck, we're going to talk about Miley Cyrus, we're going to talk about Lamar Odom. I don't know in what particular order, because I'm not the one in charge of the show, really. I'm just the one that provides the entertainment. And you're back. How's it going? I was just filling the listener in on what we're going to be discussing while you were out gallivanting to go get water.
I needed that water.
Would you like to join the show now?
Yeah, let's do this.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
All right, so I discussed what we're going to talk about. Which one would you want to talk about first?
Let's go with the hot topic of the day, which is the Miley Cyrus performance at the VMAs.
Is it still the hot topic of the day?
It's still getting talked about.
I don't see what the big deal was.
I think it's the fact that she went from being Hannah Montana to a girl who was wearing hardly anything on a stage with her tongue flopped out to her knees, twerking.
I don't think it went that far down.
I don't have, at first when I saw it, I thought that she's a big, huge idiot. She's a big, dumb idiot, like you like to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to think more and more about it, and I'm like, why does this shock me? It's Miley Cyrus. This is what she's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
She's been walking down this path for the last couple years, and it should be totally what we should expect from Miley Cyrus.
At this point.
I just think the only thing that made the performance really dumb to me was her face. She made really stupid faces the whole time, and I've watched it a couple times, and I thought, if she were, like, making a normal face instead of flopping her tongue out so much, it would have been very much just like any other performance that's happened on the VMAs.
I think she did a great job because everyone in the world is talking about her.
Yep.
You could say it was a bad performance, but you watched it multiple times, and I honestly didn't see the big deal.
Do you think it's more shocking than Britney and the Madonna kiss?
Well, that was Britney saying, I'm not the virgin girl anymore.
But do you think it was more shocking than that?
No.
Do you think it was more shocking than Lady Gaga in her meat dress?
No.
Was it more shocking than
Michael Jackson's hair going on fire?
Now that's shocking.
That was shocking.
But that was for a Pepsi commercial.
I don't think it was more shocking than any of that. It's the MTV Movie Awards, and she's been twerking all over the place already. She didn't do anything like that I thought was crazy. Mm-hmm. Like she so what? She danced. She put a foam finger in between her legs. Who cares?
Who hasn't done that?
I've put foam fingers in worse places.
What?
Yeah.
Name all of them right now. Ready, go.
Cavities and orifices.
You put a foam finger in your cavity?
Yeah, and then in my orifice.
Gross. That's how Yankees say office, right?
Orifice?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, come into my orifice.
That's how you say orifice.
I don't think the performance was that bad.
I don't get it. I do like that Beetlejuice came out and performed.
Yeah.
I thought he did a great job.
The other question was...
The ghost with the most, babe.
The other question was, how is Robin Thicke's wife going to handle Miley Cyrus twerking all up on her husband?
He was in a video with naked women walking around him.
Exactly! I don't think it's that bad.
I honestly don't get this big to-do about this whole thing.
I think it's just people that... It's older people. It's the older people that are
shocked. Why were they watching MTV in the first place?
Right. Do you think Brooke Shields was watching it?
No.
I just saw her chime in on the whole thing.
She shouldn't have been watching it.
All right, let's talk about Lam Lam. What do you think about Lam Lam and his drugs?
Can the Kardashians as a whole, including everyone married to them except for Kanye West, because he doesn't even want to be part of it, go away?
I think that they should all start smoking Oxycontin and disappear like Lamar did.
I want them all gone.
I do too.
I don't want to see their faces. I don't want to hear their voices. I don't want them around at all. If all of the Kardashians fell off a cliff,
mm-hmm.
and they were gone forever.
A guy named Cliff?
Yes, because that's most likely where they would fall from. And they were never seen again.
A black guy named Cliff?
What other color would he be? Now, if they fell off a black guy named Cliff and they were never seen again, I would be the happiest person because I'd never have to hear about the Kardashians ever again.
There would be huge celebration coming from the Greg and Greg show.
Oh, it would be great.
There would be fireworks on that day.
On the show? Nobody would get to see them.
There would be hot dogs that
day. Nobody would get to eat them.
There would be, we'd have a brass band playing in the background.
Okay, that we could do because people could hear it.
There would be high-fiving.
Nobody would be able to high-five us. You can't high-five me through the radio.
There would also be, there would be beer drinking.
We can't do that at work. We get fired.
Look over there.
What?
What's going on over there at the Infinite Agency?
That's not the radio side.
They help.
They run by their own rules.
So, yeah, goodbye, Lamar Odom. And you know what? Like, I really want to, I wish that he was here because I would kick him so hard in the nuts because we spent money on that guy. The Mavericks spent money on that guy. And that's when he decided to pick up
his
crack
habit.
Yeah.
You know what? He should kick you in the nuts because it's your stupid city that made him crackhead. Yeah. Debate that, jerk store.
It's also our city that killed the president.
Yeah.
That's coming up on 50 years, too.
Woo. Miss you, JFK. Shout out.
Let me pour some of the Infinite Agency's liquor out for you, buddy.
They've got so much liquor over there. It's like Mad Men. It's like the Mad Men episodes.
It is. It totally is. Okay. And then the third thing that got a lot of people in a huge uproar last week was Batfleck. Ben Affleck is Batman. Your thoughts? Ready, go.
I don't mind it.
I don't either.
He was in Argo. Argo was great. He was in The Town. The Town was great. We didn't like when Heath Ledger was going to be the Joker because everyone's like, Heath Ledger?
Right.
And he turned that into one of the best roles of all time.
Yeah, I think Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne and Batman is a great cast.
Now I just hope that he does it in a Boston accent the whole time.
I'm Batman.
Don't be retarded. I'm Batman. You're being wicked retarded. No, park the bat car.
That would be awesome. And then there's also the other joke that Matt Damon should play Robin.
Well, Matt Damon is going to play Aquaman.
Oh.
That's the rumor.
Aquaman
in the coming Justice League movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, Aquaman.
Blonde.
Yeah.
Blondes. Kind of buff. He is an Aquaman.
But Aquaman. Like, can't they just write him out?
No.
He's
a core member of the Justice League.
He's just dumb, though.
He's useless. But that's besides the point, because he's one of the core members of the Justice League.
Maybe one of his lines would be like, how you like them seashells?
Give me more lines.
That's all I can remember.
How do you like them seashells?
Yeah. Maybe Aquaman can play a custodian who's really, really smart, and then he slams some seashells up against somebody, and he's like, how you like them seashells?
Goodwill Aquaman? That one is going to be called?
Goodwill Aqua Hunting?
Goodwill Aqua Hunt Man.
Goodwill Aqua Man Hunting.
Well, he might be Aquaman. He might be Martian Manhunter.
Oh.
So Goodwill Martian Manhunting. Hey, how do you like those Martian apples? Do you like apples?
The Aquaman ultimatum. The Aquaman supremacy. Oh, man. These are good times.
Thanks, Matt Damon.
Yeah. I think Ben Affleck is going to do fine.
I think he's going to do fine. I don't think you don't know until you see it.
Let's go ahead and make a prediction right now for how much destruction is going to go on in the Batman versus Superman movie. So we already know that there were at least 500,000 people killed in Superman.
Like a ridiculous number.
So when you have the Caped Crusader and the Man of Steel going at it, how much destruction? How many people die?
Not that much, because Batman can't take hits from Superman.
Why can't Batman take hits from Superman?
Because he's a man. Superman is like this supreme being, which is why I hate him. Like he can only be hurt by one thing, and that thing doesn't even exist.
Kryptonite.
And he's not like any better than anybody. He just happens to have powers.
Do you think DC Comics got it wrong?
What, with Superman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, I just don't understand where the drama is going to come between Batman and Superman. Why do those two have beef?
Classically, they have fought many a time.
I know.
In the DC Comics universe. And classically, Batman wins every time.
How?
because he's smarter.
Oh, yeah. Batman, so Superman's just a stupid jock?
Batman's a stupid jock who's like, oh, no, I'm doing good. Okay, let me burn you with my laser eyes. It's like, that's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
But Batman knows everything, and he knows how to fix it, and he knows how to fight you. Batman is the best superhero.
Did you know it cost $134 million a year to be Batman?
I saw that.
That's a lot of dang money.
Well, he's rich. He's a billionaire.
His Batflyer was like $90 million,
mm-hmm.
and his Batmobile is $60
million. Well, Adam West Batman, it wasn't that expensive to be him.
No, because it was just a leotard and a piece of plastic.
But how do you make shark off spray? That's my question.
It just has to be the right mixture of pow, kabang, boom, and katooie.
And you know what really sucks? When you've got a bomb with a really long fuse and you can't throw it anywhere. Every time you try to throw it away, there's something in your way.
That's hilarious. All right, well, good job today. Funny show.
I'm glad you enjoyed the show.
I enjoyed it.
That you're part of.
It's great. I critique it. I give it an A.
I give it a D minus.
All right. We have standards.
You know why? Because you left the beginning of the show and started it out with a sandwich / wrap in your face and then walked away like a big dumb idiot.
Hey, that's what the beauty of this show is. It's two guys at a desk where anything can happen.
That's not showing anything can happen. That's being a jerk.
Anything can happen here at the Greg and Greg Show.
Shut up.
And if you want more crazy things to happen, feel free to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/ The Greg and Greg Show.
Also, let me know if you have a recipe for shark off spray.
All right, boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.